Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Dr. Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of so many books, historical important books, Empire Builders, the New Deal or Raw Deal, FDR Goes to War. That's a set you got to have. And his new book is called Death on Hold. Bert, thanks again for being here. It's Labor Day 2017. We kind of know the history of Labor Day. Can you put Labor Day in perspective for us and bring it all the way up to the current time? Could you sort of give us your overarching historical perspective of Labor Day?
You had a good column on it this week, and I like the tracing of the origins. And it happened. Grover Cleveland signed the bill. There was lots of people wanting to have a day to celebrate the labor of the working man. By that, they meant blue collar workers. So much white collar worker or entrepreneur, but they meant union rather than non-union. Right. Also, it was really kind of a narrow view of labor, and so we celebrated that starting in the 1880s. We've had this day and Monday and first Monday in September that has been set aside as Labor Day. One of your hobby horses, which I like very much, is to have alongside of it. An Entrepreneur Day.
And you know, we're making progress. Some states are starting to do this.
Really?
Yes, they're tracing it back to my article, which I've been running for like 17 years.
Well, I can remember when you first confronted me with that idea, suggested it, and I thought it was a great idea. The question you always raised was, entrepreneurs are so busy working that they don't take a day off. A day off for them would be a complete loss of.
Well, what I said was we got to do it on Sunday because that's the closest day we get to being off, and it's a day when we don't have to pay our people.
It's not
to our advantage if it costs us more payroll.
you suggested the second Sunday in August, if I recall. How about this? Just throwing this out. How about the Sunday right before Labor Day?
That would be fine. The main thing would be that it would be August because that's when the delegations are home for Labor Day, for the August recess, and so we get one of those days. So there are some states that are starting to look at this. In fact, it's been passed in a couple of state houses.
I did not know that.
But let's move forward and talk about where you think. What do you think all this hath wrought for today for the 21st century?
Now, what's your question, Jim?
Well, what do you think Labor Day means today, besides the picnics, what is the historical context and historical import of Labor Day in the 21st century?
I think that the idea, laborers were often at a competitive disadvantage in the 1800s. That changed with the Wagner Act under President Roosevelt. The competition skewed, and now there's much more of an advantage for the laboring man. I think that the 21st century, it simply means a holiday. That's it. I don't think it has connection back.
There's not that much more to fight for in some ways right now. Let me rephrase that. In terms of abuse, in terms of abusing people, there's not that much more to fight for. But do you see Labor Day being converted into, ironically, a new fight for purity of capitalism?
I don't see that any trend in that direction. Do you?
Well, I know one thing. There's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and I see the interests of labor, and I don't mean union labor. I'm talking about workers, employees.
Yes,
interests of employees and small employers being more aligned together than big employers and small employers. What do you think?
Well, yes, I think you may have a point there. And, I'm not, to some extent, Jim, some of the tax proposals may change some of that a little bit, but maybe not. I'm not sure. But there is something of a disconnect. What would you like to see happen in the area of a change that would fit in here to Labor Day? How do you see that?
Well, I would. It wouldn't be anything legal, but it would be a situation where people on Wall Street and corporate America realize that the more their short-term thinking, the more they're devoted to the 90-day conference call, the more they're devoted to only the share price, only the stockholder, not the workers, not the employees, not the vendors, not the contractors, not their partners in the marketplace, not their people out on Main Street. The more they're devoted to the analysts and the 90-day conference call and the share price, the farther down that road we go, the more we're hurting capitalism.
Do you think, because you have a 40-year-plus work experience, that Sears and Xerox, for example,
both times.
Companies that have had trouble the last 40 years relative to when you were around,
yep.
Do you see a change in the company attitudes of those two?
No. Sears is going to be gone before long, and I'm not sure where Xerox is. But no, I think those are different stories. I think those companies have Sears is just a vestige of a former retail era.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that we've got to make capitalism work for everybody. And for a long time it did, and now it doesn't work for everybody. Not the same way. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back with Bert Folsom. BertFolsom.com, is that right, Bert?
Yes, BertFolsom.com.
Check it out. You'll find all his books there and all the things that he says. Fascinating writer, too. You'll see some of his articles there. Quick break, 10 tips to this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.